10? Yeah. I'll take a bet. Ten minutes?
Oh, I was 5'11", 181 pounds.
What was that,
5'11"?
5'11",
181 pounds.
You're going to work out?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do everything. I think my strengths are my speed and my strength and my quickness. And I can't really think too much what I need to work on, but it's always room to improve though, but I can't really think of what to work on right now.
How would you rate your ability to read defense?
I'm a fast learner, so it shouldn't be that hard to pick up from this level to the next level.
Mario, what was your biggest decision, and what factor made your decision to come out of
it? Oh, I had to discuss it with my family and pray over it and just talk to Coach Carr about everything and just make my decision.
Mario, think if Coach Carr stayed, you think he would have stayed there? Yes.
That's a hard question. It could have went either way with Coach Carr, because everybody know how Coach Carr is, how important he is to his team, and how important he is to his. He wants you to get your degree, and that was kind of hard, just leaving without getting my degree. But I'm gonna go back and get it though. Oh no, that wasn't really a factor, because I'm a fast learner, and if you play ball, you can make adjustments to any offense. So that really ain't had anything to do with it.
Adrian Anderson said that Mallett's departure really affected his decision. What was your thought on that?
It did, because we didn't know what quarterback was coming back next year, and then we didn't know what the quarterback situation was going to be. No, I just know he played for Michigan, and I seen him on TV. That's it.
What would you think about playing in his office?
It'll be a great office to play in. I mean, they put up points. They have good wide receivers, so it'll be a good.
Who do you compare yourself to? What NFL receiver?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. I really don't compare myself with no NFL receivers.
Did you have somebody that you looked up to as a kid or anything?
I like Steve Smith and Hines Ward, because I can relate to their sides and how they play. Like Steve Smith, he go get the ball downfield. Hines Ward, he just a tough wide receiver. He does what he have to do, and he blocks real good. Oh, I was a freshman when he was a senior, and I knew he went to our school, but I didn't really know him. I didn't really say anything to him. But yeah, I mean, anybody would say, whoa, I don't want to be like that, you know what I'm saying? So.
What have you done to vertical pair to get to this point, from the time the season was over in college to now? Have you been working out with somebody, or have they been training?
Oh, I've been training in Cleveland at the Euclid Sports Plant, and just every day just thinking about how much harder it's going to be than college was, and just got that mindset that you want to get better and be in the best shape you want to be in going into fall.
How much emphasis did they put on speed there? What is your training? How much emphasis did they put on speed for you?
Speed was a big thing, because you got to adjust to the game real quick. I mean, in college, the defensive backs isn't going to be as fast as the NFL defensive backs is. They're going to break to the ball faster. I mean, they read faster. I mean, they much smarter than they is, obviously.
How about your speed? Do you do anything to improve it? Did they tell you how important it is? I mean, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to get faster, and stronger and prepare myself for the next level.
That game against Penn State a couple of years ago, catch a winning touchdown with 1 second left. I mean, talk about, you know, what a thrill that had to be. How did you top something like that?
It was a great catch. We won the game, but like my coach still was like, you ran a bad route, but you caught the ball though. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm looking at it as another catch. Like I couldn't believe I caught it and won the game. It was 1 second, so I'm looking at it as another catch. So it wasn't really all like that to me.
Who said that?
Eric Campbell, yeah. He want to coach us to our best. You know how Eric Campbell is. He probably one of the best coaches in the nation when it comes to college receivers.
Kind of the guy who wants to get the ball, though, in that kind of situation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to be a clutch player. I want to be a big play. I want everybody to look to me when it's time to big play get called. I mean, I want everybody looking at me. I want the ball. I want the pressure. No, I never met Josh McDaniels. I heard a lot about him, though. And I heard a lot about good things about him. I mean, I met Coach McD. I mean, obviously, that was my head coach in high school. And we got to be real cool. And he down to earth. And he push you to the edge, too.
It'd be kind of weird to play for his son, man.
If he anything like his dad, I mean, it shouldn't be a piece of cake. So. Ohio high school football has a lot of great players come out, and like week in, week out, you playing against big time players, so that got a lot to do with it. I mean, you practice with big time players too, so that has a lot to do with it too.
Couple more questions, guys.
Oh, I was all right in high school. I mean, you put me at defensive back now, I get torched. So, so that was back then. I mean, I was all right. I mean, play receiver though.
Last one, guys.
Top level cornerbacks like Jack Eichler that you faced in college.
I can't hear you.
How do you think you matched up with some of the top level cornerbacks like Jack Eichler that you faced in college?
Jack Aguano, he's a great player. He's a real good player. I mean, great player bring out the great in you. I mean, if you don't want to be out there just getting bullied on the field. I mean, they're going to play good, you're going to play good. If you're surrounded by great players, that's going to make you play great too.